Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, you know, we can continue this conversation going. I'm not sure I'm supposed to do this. I hope I don't get in trouble. But next Tuesday, I'll be filling in for Mark Reardon in St. Louis, where it's all politics all the time. And you want to continue that conversation we just had about the speaker and Matt Gaetz and the mess in Congress. This is the promo. Call in. I'll open the phone lines. Call in. Maybe Sean in Williamsville could call in to set it up. That was a good setup topic call. So if Sean in Williamsville is listening, Rick, we didn't get to you. If you're listening, give me a call Tuesday when I'm filling in out in St. Louis, and we'll have the conversation. But that, I think that's more appropriate of a forum. Because we'll be talking politics. So that's the promo I'm throwing out there. Again, you can also talk about it on Hardline. We'll have open phone lines for at least a half hour Sunday on Hardline, possibly an hour if Congresswoman Tenney cannot join us. So that will be another opportunity this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right. So you know me. I love to read the Dear Abby column. They post it in the New York Post. They post it all over the place, but I like to read it in the New York Post. New York Post is my topic place, okay? There's a lot of topics I could come up with in the New York Post. Some of them I'm not sure the topics would go over well, so I kind of just do a fake show in my head. But this one, I think we can all relate to it. And I'm not saying that every holiday newsletter you get is bad. This individual, however, they would like the newsletters to stop. Dear Abby, how do I put a stop to my siblings' insufferable holiday newsletter? Is there any way to end the holiday newsletter? Every Christmas, I get one from a particular family member, which invariably includes a list of their glowing accomplishments, expensive trips, accompanied by a lot of photos. Nobody else in our family sends these kind of letters, and I don't know how they feel after receiving them. Last December, I couldn't even read it because it made me so depressed. My siblings and I are in our 60s and 70s and spread out across the United States. We have diverse lifestyles, incomes. Most of us can't afford the kind of vacations this sibling writes about. Many of us also have personal, painful things going on in our lives, which we don't really want to discuss. Is it better to just not read the newsletter? I don't believe the sibling means to be insensitive, and I don't think I could ever bring the subject up for discussion. I just know I'm already dreading December's letter. Please let everyone out there know, no more holiday newsletters. Thank you. Unwanted recap in the West. Sometimes the way they sign these things. Dear Unwanted, many folks send holiday newsletters because they are It's an easy way to stay in touch with friends and relatives they don't see or communicate with often. These letters are often polished up, even embellished, that's the word, Abby, because everyone wants to present their best image. Because these communications are often welcomed, I'm hesitant to invite readers not to send them. However, because you find them depressing, either shred them unopened or delete them if they arrive electronically. So that's what I'm talking about. I agree with our friend Dear Abby. I don't think all holiday newsletters are bad, right? I mean, you have family members who, believe it or not, don't want to go on social media. Good for them, right? And you want to hear from them. You don't see it pop up every day, their life on Instagram. So from them, yeah, you want to hear how they're doing. And it might come in the form of a newsletter. But then you do have the family members who, by the way, are also on social media, who want to tell you about everything they've done, all the places they've seen, right? Indirectly talk about all the money they've spent. They know what they're doing, the pictures and everything. They're showing off all the things they're doing. And again, yeah, I want to hear about your vacation. I don't need an essay in December about all the vacations you went on, all the money that you've spent. Embellish, that's the word. You know, the holiday newsletter is just like social media. Some of them. Like I said, there are family members who you welcome that holiday newsletter. You do. right? You know, they put a lot of time into it, and they're giving you an update because they're not glued to their phones. And good for them. Most of us wish we could be like them. But for the people who send the newsletter about everything they've done, right? The people who are also on social media, I do believe someone who sends a newsletter like this Dear Abby person's talking about, that they're also on social media. But they're just sending you the best view of their life, right? And that's why I always say, you go on social media, you look at someone's beach vacation on Instagram, hey, the pictures look nice. But come on, no one's life is as perfect as they make it look on social media. That's just reality. Yes, we all have fun on vacation. But you know what's not on the Facebook post? You know what's not on the holiday newsletter? The argument you had on the flight, or the traffic you got stuck in, or the uncomfortable room you were in the night on your way down, right? You know what's not in the newsletter? The money, the meal you got that was a little off. You know, it's funny. And I don't mean to make fun of divorce. I know we talked about it earlier in the week. But I've now had two or three friends divorce. I was only at one of the weddings. So, you know, not great friends. But I now know of, you know, three people that I went to school with who have gone through a divorce, right? But if you look at their social media, you never would have seen it coming. And you look at it and go, oh my gosh, so-and-so got a divorce. 4 months ago, they were, you know, all smiles on the beach. What happened? Well, what happened was they were showing you the outside. They were showing you all the good things. And by the way, that's what you should. No one wants the Facebook page of the person who's always complaining about their life. You know what I mean? But that's what this newsletter is. That's what Facebook and Instagram are. It's an excuse. It's a way to say, hey, look at me. My life is perfect. Your life could be very good. My life's very good. I'm very happy with where I am in life right now. Very few people, if anyone's life is perfect. You know what I mean? Like, on Sunday, we're going to see a bunch of people post happy sweetest day to my significant other. There's a likelihood that in the last week or so, that couple probably went through a few hours where they didn't talk to each other. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. People have arguments. People get mad. People hold grudges about little things that happened 2 weeks ago. That's what happens. That's not going to be in the post, nor should it be in the post. I'm just saying. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know, do you send the holiday newsletter? And if so, what is in that holiday newsletter? And if you don't send the holiday newsletter, do you have one that comes from a family member that you absolutely dread? Now, luckily, no one sends me a holiday newsletter. I do think my parents get one or two from family members. No one is sending my wife or I a newsletter. We do get a lot of the cards, and I do love the Christmas cards, right, where you see everyone and their family, and it says Merry Christmas from, you know, the people and their dog and whatever. It's a nice picture with a Christmas tree or on vacation. Those are nice, right? Very rarely do those cards on the back have everything those people did over the last year. So I like the Christmas card. Just a picture of the family saying happy holidays. I don't need the newsletter. And I know that sounds mean because I know a lot of people put work into the newsletter. But in 2023, again, unless you're not on social media, and if you're not on social media, then I welcome your newsletter because I know you really put everything of the year in that newsletter because we're not sure what you're doing. You haven't updated your Facebook page. But if you're the kind of person who's glued to their phone, which I have to guess, and tell me if I'm wrong, I have to guess that a majority of people that send holiday newsletters are the people that are glued to their phone posting on Instagram all the time, right? I could be way off, but I have a feeling that a majority of people who send holiday newsletters are also regular posters on Facebook. I think that just might be the way it is. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on if you want to join me this afternoon. By the way, anything else we talked about, phone lines are open for that. We talked about the layoffs at Geico. We talked about pain management. How do you manage your pain? Your experience with OxyContin. We had a few stories with that. I watched the series Painkiller over the last week, and it was just heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. And streaming cable, do you find yourself spending a ton of money on now streaming services and cable? Or have you had to eventually just say stop? You know, I'll get this streaming service when there's something specific I want to watch. But like I said, if you have all the streaming services, or just most of them, you're paying as much, if not more, than cable. I'll tell you, our friend in Dunkirk had the plan. He's got an antenna with 109 channels. That's the way to go. Get those Erie newscasts, get the Buffalo newscasts, see what's going on in Canada. Absolutely free. Just like WBEN, we are absolutely free. On your radio, on your phone. The way media was supposed to be consumed. Free of charge. 803-0930. Star 930 gets you on the show. And what do you think of the newsletter, the holiday newsletters? What do you think of Dear Abby's advice to unwanted recap in the West? I tend to agree, as much as, you know, you might dread that holiday newsletter. I do agree with Abby. Why hurt your family members' feelings? Right? Because probably they don't mean to make you feel depressed, even though it is a bunch of embellishing and look how perfect my life is. They don't mean to make you feel depressed. I like Abby's idea. Take it, put it in the shredder. And then when you talk to them, oh, what a beautiful Christmas letter. We've all done that before, right? Hey, did you see my such? Oh, yes, beautiful. Thank you. Oh, thank you for sending that. Thank you so much. 803-0930, star 930. It gets you on the show if you want to talk about anything that we've thrown out today. And we would be happy to do it. You know, earlier I talked about singing the Whopper song in the locker room. You know, they have the TV in the locker room, and I was singing along with the Whopper song thinking I was alone, and someone walked in. You know, that is just such a... In the moment, you're so embarrassed, especially when you're making eye contact with the person. You know, because like I said, I was fully changed. I just had to put my hoodie on. So I had fully changed, and I'm just looking around singing the Whopper song, and I see this guy. The guy is coming in from out of the gym, and, you know, as I'm still singing, I see him look right at me, and I'm like, oh... I am not alone, and I have just been caught singing the Whopper song. I don't know what's more embarrassing, being caught singing the Whopper song or knowing the words to the Whopper song. I guess both are kind of embarrassing. But I will say this, and I know this is not going to go well after my little rant yesterday with who was it? Who called in? We had the back and forth. Pat on a cell phone. But if we're going to rank fast food burgers, and I've said this before, I mean, the Burger King Whopper, if we're going to go fast food, and again, we live in Buffalo, we have a bunch of great local food, but if we're talking fast food, we're on a road trip, we go to a fast food place, there is not a fast food burger better than the Whopper. Like, I don't understand how Burger King is not more popular than McDonald's. The Whopper, I think, has better taste. It's a bigger burger. That combination of mayo and pickles and onions and cheese. This sounds like I might start singing the Whopper song right now, Tanner. But I just don't understand how McDonald's is more popular, because I think the Whopper, again, if you were going to say, hey, Joe, let's have a cheat day, get whatever you want, but it has to be from a fast food chain. Like, all right, if those are my options. You know, Wendy's is a close second with the Baconator, but I think the Whopper for the win. The double Whopper with cheese, no tomato. Tanner, what would you say? If that was, you couldn't pick a local place. It has to be a national chain fast food restaurant.
I'd probably go with the Dave's Double from Wendy's.
And I think Wendy's is a very close second, right? I mean, I think Wendy's, and, you know, Wendy's is also open later, but is that with bacon or without bacon?
Generally, I'd say without bacon, but if I'm feeling a little dangerous that day, I might throw some bacon on there.
I mean, Wendy's bacon is really good. There's something about the Wendy's bacon. All right, so I, like I said, Wendy's is right up there. Wendy's for Tanner. I say the Whopper. I mean, I don't, this is such a hack topic, but if you want to comment on it, since, you know, I did get embarrassed with the singing the Whopper song, I'll throw that out there because I am surprised, and I don't eat a lot of fast food. I did for a while there, and I put a lot of weight on. But again, if I have to make a decision, and it has to be a fast food joint. Let's say it's late at night, right? It has to be a fast food joint. I have $5 in my pocket. I'm probably going to get the Junior Whopper. I think that is the best. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Yeah, we'll throw that in there as well. It's Friday. We're getting close to dinner time. Final segment. You know what? You want to comment on that? Call in. You want to comment on anything that was discussed today? And by today, I mean on any of the shows today. Let's open the phone lines up, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the air. One final segment. It has been a real fun week, and I just want to thank you. You know, I'll do this again in the last segment, but it's been a real fun week, and I really want to thank the listeners. I want to thank Tim Wenger for giving me the opportunity to fill in. I always appreciate it. You know, we've had some serious topics. We've had some fun topics, but the audience has always been there for it, and I really, really appreciate it. You guys tuning in, you guys listening, and you guys being a part of the show. It would not be the same if I just had to talk to myself for 4 hours. So thank you. Even callers who call in and disagree with everything I say. Like, you don't realize how much I appreciate you. I mean, again, I love hearing people agree with me, but there is something to the back and forth of people who disagree. And so I appreciate that, too. I really do. I just want to make sure that it's clear how much I appreciate the audience. 803-0930, star 930, final segment after this. Segment Beamer in for Bowerly one last time. Tom will be back on Monday, which means I'll be back at 9 a.m. starting on Monday. Short week for me next week. So you'll hear me Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 9 o'clock next week. And like I said, doing a fill-in on our sister station in St. Louis next Tuesday, which looking forward to doing that. Haven't done that in a few months. So looking forward to catching up with everyone out there. During the break, I say this all the time. I am guilty as anyone of just watching dumb stuff. And if we weren't on the air, I'd say something other than stuff. Dumb stuff on the internet. And during the break, I was watching someone who puts the Michael Myers mask on and just drives around, stops the car, and looks over at him and beeps the horn. I got to tell you, I got a pretty good laugh out of that. Also, again, wish I had come up with it. I look at all this stuff and go, I should have come up with that. I think that would have been a good thing to come up with. Unfortunately, it seems like everyone beats me to it. But like I said, I do think we're going to get this video series off the ground and running of restaurants and their best dish in Western New York. And that will be by you, the listeners. You give me a restaurant, tell me the best dish at that restaurant, I'll go try it, I'll rate it, and put the video out there. I think that'd be fun. That'd be a fun video. Fun video series that we can start up here. All right, before the break, I started the fast food wars on our social media, on our text board. 803-0930, star 930. Again, take away local places. Say you're on the road or something, you have to pick from a national chain fast food restaurant. I think the Whopper at Burger King wins all the time. Like, I think it's the best fast food sandwich. Now, someone says you got to have tomatoes. I don't like the tomatoes on the Whopper. That's just me. But the texter makes a good point. All McDonald's fries. I do agree that, you know, if you were going to drive around to put together this fast food meal, you'd have the Whopper, you'd have the McDonald's fries, you'd have the Wendy's Frosty, right? I mean, right there, you'd have the one, two, three. This texter says, Whopper, Baconator, Big Mac. I have nothing wrong with that order. Again, all three sandwiches are great. I need to eat less of those sandwiches. But for the sake of this conversation, I would agree. 803-0930, star 930. What would you put on that list? All right. Say you're on the road. Say you're a late night driver, right? It's 2 in the morning, and you have to pick from some national chain restaurant, fast food place. Where are you going with? I'll tell you this, and I put this on social media a few weeks back. So Brian Mazurowski and I were having a debate. Brian won. What's new? I did not remember the gas station next to us being a Crosby's. Apparently, it opened as a Crosby's, was no longer a Crosby's, and now is turning back into a Crosby's. This is like Martin's and Topps all over again. So Crosby's is coming back to the neighborhood, as we will have one right next to the station. But while I was looking back in time, because before it was a Crosby's, it was a gas station. It was like a log cabin little thing, and they had good homemade treats in there. And it's when I first started working here, and I would go in and get a nice little homemade treat. That's when I was even heavier than I am now. But they had really good homemade treats, but they tore that place down, put a Crosby's, it turned into something else. Now it's going back to Crosby's, but across the street used to be Fuddruckers, and I used to love Fuddruckers. Let me tell you, the ostrich burger, you get it with nothing. Just give me the ostrich burger and the bun, and then you go to the sides bar, and you make yourself a nice little concoction, right? You get the lettuce, you get the honey mustard, you get the pickles, you get the onions, and Fuddruckers fries. That was their Wednesday. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday they had the burger deal? Now, that's a place I miss. Fuddruckers is a place I missed. And back at the Amherst High School, on our free period, I had three free periods in a row. So that was my lunch. And I would get in the 98 Altima, drive up here. Who knew I would be working across the street? Drive up here and get the ostrich burger, honey mustard, lettuce, pickles, onions, and some fries. Oof. That was the go-to. I'll tell you that. If we're talking about places I miss, and they're right next to each other, national places I miss, and no offense to, we have great local restaurants, so it's nothing against the local restaurants. I prefer them every day of the week. But two national places I miss that used to be right across the street, Fuddruckers and Friendly's. Friendly's had a great crispy chicken salad. Their honey mustard dressing, no one compares. And Fuddruckers with the ostrich burger. Oh, my gosh. I'm making myself hungry for something I literally can't have. Isn't that funny? Henry in North Tonawanda. Henry, what do you think about fast food places?
Okay, I like the pizza over by the Blue Airplane. And I also like the subs at Wegmans.
Wegmans. Now, what's your go-to sub at Wegmans, though?
Turkey, you know, ham, lettuce, tomato.
Okay, so a nice assorted sub. Yeah.
And you know what? McDonald's caters to the kids. That's why you find more families there. And they've refurbished the restaurants, and the other place has their place. They're not restoring the restaurants. It's the same look. I like a light restaurant with light colors, you know?
Yeah, you know, it is funny. You know, McDonald's, and I appreciate the call. McDonald's, you know, when I was growing up, you'd have birthday parties at McDonald's. The McDonald's in Hornell, which is not where it is now. Now the McDonald's in Hornell is out by Walmart. When I lived there, they built that Walmart, and McDonald's was more in town. Anyway, I remember going to at least one or two birthday parties at McDonald's. Right, they cater to kids. That's how they get you hooked. Because then you smell that smell. You're like, I could go for some chicken nuggets and sweet and sour sauce and some fries. But I feel like 90s McDonald's was peak McDonald's. Like, I don't, these new refurbished McDonald's now, they look too grown up, too adult, which I guess so are we. But 90s McDonald's, that's where it was at. I don't think anything beats it. Now, Tanner wasn't around in the 90s, but what's your earliest memory of McDonald's, Tanner? Did you ever go to a McDonald's birthday party?
Oh, now that you mention it, I think I might have, like, early single digits. But I remember, you know, back in my hometown in Corning Painted Post area, there the McDonald's is. Used to have a playground, you know, outside of the dining room for the kiddies and stuff. So I do remember that.
McDonald's play place. We did not have one at the Hornell. I don't know if the one in Hornell does now. The one that was when I was there did not. So when we went on road trips, I would be like, all right, ball pit and slide. Let's go to this McDonald's. But you're right. I mean, that's how they keep you going. That's how they keep you back. And then when you have enough money to go to McDonald's, I remember this from when I was a kid. Wegmans subs. The chicken salad sub at Wegmans. The chicken salad at Wegmans, I think, is delicious. I like to get chicken salad on an everything roll with lettuce, onions, and hot peppers with pepper jack cheese toasted. Now, can you see why I probably need to go to the gym more often? This week, I did go to the gym today, but this week of, I skipped the gym way too much this week. And you're hearing all my meals. It's not good. It's not good. I realize that. 803-0930, star 930. I feel like McDonald's just got away from that though. Like, their dining rooms are just so generic now. You know, they kind of blend in with other fast food places. The 90s, bring back the 90s with that 90s flooring. Get rid of the digital menus. Give me the menus that you have to go and replace each and every number. You have to replace the graphics. You know, the one on the boulevard. So I do some door dashing on the side. That's where I see most of these restaurants. Just to be honest, I don't really go and eat this much fast food. I'm at these places a lot when I'm picking up orders. And the McDonald's on the boulevard across from Kohl's, they were like the last McDonald's in Western New York to update everything. And through the pandemic, they still had the old school drive-up window, right? With the speaker in the window. It didn't change. You know, they didn't list your thing. The menu didn't turn into your order. It was like an old school. It had the old school roof on it, which the one in Williamsville still does, but everything inside has been updated. But the one on the boulevard was like the last one to really make the change to the newer looking McDonald's, which again, just kind of blah. You know, the older McDonald's, they had some character. Again, the food is the food. But they had some character, like Tanner said. They had the play place, which a lot of those play places were eliminated during the pandemic for more spread out spacing. I mean, but that's another thing. I mean, when I was a kid, when you would go out, you'd go out and eat at that restaurant. I mean, I remember eating at Wendy's. If you get fast food, how many of you are actually going, getting the tray and eating at the fast food place? That is like a thing of the past. No one's going and sitting around McDonald's. You're going there, you're picking up your order that you probably placed on your phone, and you're going home and eating it. You know, and the proof of that is they're removing the soda machines from the dining area because there's really no one eating in the dining area. Again, I'm in these restaurants a lot picking up orders. Let me tell you, very rarely, and I'm surprised when I see people dining in the dining area. It's really like a take-home thing now. They probably don't even have to invest in that many trays. but that's where we are. Again, if Fuddruckers was still here, you'd have to eat at Fuddruckers because the sidebar is right there. You got to make it, and once you put the sides on it, you got to eat that burger. I know we're talking about, again, I'm hungry now for the Friendly's honey mustard, which I cannot get because the closest Friendly's is in Elmira. And the last time I attempted to go, we stood there for 20 minutes and no one came to seat us. So, you know, sometimes you have to give up on the dream. Speaking of Friendly's, we can throw in Ruby Tuesdays as well. Another place that we miss here in Western New York. 803-0930, star 930 if you want to get a last-minute comment on. As I said, Tom is back on Monday. It has been an absolute pleasure filling in for Tom this week with the calls, the texts, you guys reaching out on social media. It has been just an absolute pleasure. I always love these opportunities to fill in for David, to fill in for Tom, to do special coverage. And obviously, I love hosting with Brian in the morning on BMAZ and Beamer, but it's also fun to branch off and fly solo for a few days when filling in for David and Tom. So I know I cannot fill their shoes, but it is nice to have such a great audience when they are away. And Tom has been away enjoying vacation, and I'm sure he'll have so much to talk with you about on Monday when he returns to the airwaves here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Phil in Lovejoy. Phil, you say there's still an original McDonald's building?
Yeah, there's still, I think there's two, but I know the one that's, I'm brain farting right now, so the one that I know of for sure is in Lackawanna on Ridge. It's just after like that, the old Twin Fair or the old Kmart. It's the World Charter School there. Just after that, before you get to Abbott.
Yes.
And it's a tattoo studio now. It doesn't have the arches that come through it anymore, but it is still the original McDonald's building from when I was a kid, I was born in 66. So.
Yes, I have noticed that. I know exactly what you're talking about. When I lived in the South Towns, I got lost and went by that. I'm glad you told me where it is because I might go back and look. That is a look I don't understand why they ever got rid of, Phil, because, you know, they try to imitate the original, you know, the first McDonald's ever in Western New York here on the Boulevard. But that is an old school look, and you just wonder why they ever got rid of those golden arches.
Yeah, I remember it. It's when they brought back the old logo, and that was pretty prominent on it. I remember right next to the Delta, right next to the large car wash company that's right next door. I know Tom doesn't like that, but I know you don't really care about brand placement. So, yeah, right next to Delta Sonic.
All right. Well, hey, Phil, I might have to go. You know, I love walking through old buildings. I might have to go get my camera and take some pictures. Phil, appreciate the call. Yes. That I have driven by that several times. The first time I had gotten lost when first moving to the South Downs. Gonna have to go back there. I see that is, you just wonder why they ever got rid of that old look. And every time they remodel McDonald's, they erase an era of McDonald's, right? So the one Phil grew up with, there's a building or two still standing of that style, but they didn't replace the McDonald's isn't there anymore. You know what I mean? And then all these other McDonald's, they go through these different eras. Like, I'd like to see one or two still looking like they did in the 90s, because that's what I remember. You know, if it's the one in Hornell or the one on Kensington and Harlem, where I would ride my bike as a kid. You know, my parents would leave $5 on the counter and I'd go get some apple pies and some stuff from the dollar menu. That's when you could actually get five items for $5. You know, back in the day, you could get a small fry, a sweet tea, a McChicken, an apple pie, and still have a dollar left over. Those were the days. Those were the days. But that's the mistake I think they make. Because some people, in the time, you think the newer is better. But, you know, sometimes people want to go back and look at the old style. Now, the opposite, by the way, that doesn't go for everything. You know, I can be completely hypocritical here because the same does not go for Kmart. One of the biggest problems of Kmart's downfall is they never upgraded. They never improved their stores. Kmart in 2005, if the location had been there since the 70s, that Kmart looked exactly as it did in the 70s. So that doesn't go for every location, right? That doesn't go for every type of store. But I think McDonald's could have probably gotten by keeping a few looking like the different eras. Again, Kmart has proven me that it's not always the case. I think it is different in retail than it is in the restaurant industry. Anywho, I hope you had a great week listening to me fill in. It's been a pleasure. You guys are an amazing audience, as always. By the way, go Bills. They play the Patriots. And it's funny how this game has changed over the last decade. But I feel that, you know, there are some questions after that Giants win. I think the offense, this is a great game to get the wheels going, to get that confidence built, and to put some points on the board. And I think the Bills will do it. I think the Bills win by 3 touchdowns. Tanner, you have a prediction? I think the Bills by 21 on Sunday.
I'm fine with that. I mean, Bill Belichick is widely regarded as one of the greatest coaches of all time, but he still, year in and year out, doesn't have really an answer for Josh Allen. Josh Allen always goes to town on the Patriots, so I like us by at least a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, I like that. You're right. I mean, Bill Belichick, great coach, having an awful season, and hopefully the Bills can take advantage of that. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll be back here Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Hardline. We have Dwayne Whitner. We have Dave Leventhal. And we'll take calls from you Sunday. Don't forget, a week from Sunday, October 29th, we will have Mark Poloncarz for an hour and Christy Cacilio for the following hour in studio. So a lot coming up on Hardline, a lot coming up here on WBEN, including Mr. Tom Puckett next with Buffalo's Evening News.